What's good, y'all? This is Too Easy Podcast. How's everybody doing?
Happy Saturday, guys. Sorry we didn't post yesterday. We completely missed it.
Missed the dunk, yo. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We didn't get enough lift on the shoes. But, yeah, starting off with that song, just want to say rest in peace to Bobby Caldwell. Recently passed like 2-3 days ago. And for y'all that don't know who he was or what the fuck ever, he probably made one of the most controversial songs in the late 70s, if I'm not mistaken. Because, you know, he hid his identity. It's like a crazy story behind the way that song was made, this one.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What You Won't Do for Love. So he hid his identity from the label so he can get his music pushed out on R&B channels. And later on, they found out he was white. Or something like that. It was some crazy mix. So people didn't know he was white for a long time. And then he revealed himself, and turns out he was actually white. And then, you know, he went crazy. He made one of the most funny. He had like one of the most prolific black voices, and he was a white man. So RIP to him. And speaking of black men that died, RIP to Lance Reddick, who also passed away. If y'all don't know who he is, he was the actor that played the hotel assistant on John Wick.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, this man right here.
Oh, yeah. Lance Reddick. Yeah.
So RIP to him. He passed recently. If anybody, all the fans, he had a crazy resume under his belt. I mean, I know he did a lot of voice acting jobs. That's where he started off at. And so he had a crazy, like a real prolific career. RIP to those gentlemen. Wish you the best. Hopefully you guys are entertaining heaven. And let's see. No, that's pretty much it. We can go ahead and keep it moving. But yeah,
pick it up for a little bit. I'm gonna try to think of what to fucking send this text to.
Yeah, he's shooting a text, y'all. He's trying to get some
at 10:30 in the morning.
He's trying to get some titties, y'all. I'm sorry, forgive him. What is young hormones, especially in the morning when you rock hard and you just want some titties or ass. That's the stage.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far.
But. Yeah. Speaking of titties and ass.
But the grind don't stop, for real, for real. God.
Yeah, speaking of titties and ass, Sierra's at it again. She won't stop. Jesus. And, yeah, she was showing her titties and ass at the Oscars. Or, if I'm not mistaken, it was like a magazine or some shit like that. She wore, you know, that see-through dress Rihanna wore where she was showing her titties and ass? Yeah. Well, guess what? Sierra followed in her footsteps. Showing her titties and ass with the king of the simps himself, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say fucking Nick Cannon.
Oh, no, he's not a simp. He's spreading his seed.
Did you hear that he's coming out with a fucking TV show called Can You Have My Babies or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he might as well. I mean, all the kids he fucking has.
Yeah, and he brings in, like, random women, and then he just does, like, a fucking, like, show or some shit like that.
I mean, might as well get paid for it if he's doing that shit. if he's doing that shit for free. Well, not for free. He's paying a lot of money.
I think he's for real trying to become the next Genghis Khan or some shit.
I mean, shit. Might as well. I mean,
that's wild as fuck.
And you know when you have too much money and they throw even more money at you? That's what that situation was. He had too much money and now they threw extra money at him. Excuse me. But yeah, going back to Sierra. Oh, man. You should see the face on Russell Wilson. Mm. Oh, you should see it. He looks so depressed. I never seen a more depressed man. He was like this, holding her. He was like this, like with that broken smile when you're depressed, but you want to try to smile. Oh, he looks so broken. RIP to your balls, dog. They're gone. Did Sierra take him again?
All right.
Like that's Russell shitty. Russell Simpson. We call him Simpson. He's a Simpson now, y'all. Along with the Mount Rushmore Simps. Oh man. RIP to Russell Wilson's boss. Like she just likes disrespecting this man out in public. I know a month ago she tried to make a single girls act anthem and that fucking backfired. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else Sierra does this week. Let's see. Let's tune in to see how else she's gonna embarrass her husband. Tune in.
All right.
Here at the Too Easy Podcast, first edition.
All right, now let's get into the news, shall we?
All right.
Well, we have been, but
shit.
Let's see. What the fuck? I think Trump's doing something again.
Oh yeah, they reinstated his YouTube channel. And fucking yeah, he's running again for 2024. I honestly think he's gonna win. I don't like the fucker, but the power he fucking gave, the power he's given all these red-blooded Republicans, that he's probably gonna fucking win. Cause I don't see anybody else on the Democratic Party that can actually stand up to him as of now.
Jesus, I think Donald Trump is trying to get reelected.
Like I don't, like I said, I don't fuck with Trump at all. Like I never fucked with him from the beginning. Like I knew he was full of shit for years, but the way it's looking, this motherfucker's gonna win.
Probably because he's talking like, about.
I don't see nobody else fucking like going against him. Like he has too much fucking. He has too much of a fucking run. Like he can say whatever the fuck he wants, and people will blindly follow him. Hmm. He can say whatever the fuck he wants. I say he's gonna win again, and I hate his ass.
Yeah, it seems.
I mean, Let me retract. I don't hate nobody, but I don't rock with dog. Okay. You know, I don't rock with him.
This guy's inciting like protests and riots, all with a simple fucking tweet off of his own fucking platform. Yeah. So it's.
I mean, listen. You can do it.
It's like, a strong possibility that we might see another 4 years of Trump.
Yeah,
and it's.
It's possible.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be wild, y'all.
The sooner I fucking get this passport and like work on my visa and shit like that, I'm gonna fucking. I'm seriously considering moving countries.
I mean, you're not safe anywhere. If you think about it, if America's fucked.
I mean, because either way, you know, America's healthcare is also pretty shit.
Oh, yeah, it's shit. Like, maybe Canada. I mean, if you go to Canada, but who wants to go to Canada, really? Mm. Who really wants to go to Canada? I mean, if you're not best friends with Drake, I mean, I don't see fucking any reason to go to Canada.
I mean.
No offense to any Canadians out there.
You are kind of true. You are kind of right.
Yeah, it's just like.
It would be a good place to visit. And the healthcare is pretty cool.
Healthcare is nice. I mean, it's one of the best healthcares in the world. Behind
over there?
Behind, yeah. If anything, go to Dubai. That's where the fuck you gotta go. I mean, it's expensive, but
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get this podcast. All right, y'all. Go and make a donation of $100,000, y'all. I'm sure you guys can find it in your purse or in your wallet.
Once somebody gives us about like 50 grand, well, we could have like one ticket to buy.
We're gonna start giving out rewards.
I know.
Fucking nah, I'm just playing. Don't send us your money, y'all. But if you do, every little bit helps.
People, I think that's why people have Patreon.
Or Patreon, yeah. I mean, that's how YouTubers actually make their money.
Well, not really. Most of them, but not all of them. When you're really successful on YouTube, need it.
That's how YouTubers actually make the YouTube money. It's through Patreon because you can't make YouTube money anymore.
They remonetize. No, yeah, I know, but like they made it a bit easier so you can make money. But that's only for like the really big guys.
But
so
yeah, you already had to have been there though.
Yeah.
So the people that are big now,
they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, like the people that are big now,
the younger to mid-tier people,
get fucked.
And those guys use Patreon and shit like that. And then like podcast users use it.
That's what I'm saying. Because you can't even make YouTube money anymore. YouTube money used to be if your video gets over 100,000 views, you get sent a $10,000 check by YouTube. And then you get paid. Every time someone clicks on your shit, it's a dollar. It's a dollar a click. motherfuckers were making millions, tens of millions, money by the fucking handful. And fucking, you know what YouTube did? They monetized that shit. And they kept monetizing and monetizing and monetizing.
Yeah.
They stretched it so fucking thin that you would be making more money at a fucking McDonald's if you were to start now. If you were to become a big sensation, guess how much somebody who had 20 million views on their YouTube channel made in 1 year?
How much?
40,000. Jesus. Which, I mean, is a lot for somebody who doesn't want to work. I mean, hey, that's great. If that's all you're looking for, cool. But 10 years ago, YouTubers were making fucking tens of millions of dollars. You can make almost 100K over a 20 million viewed video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over one video, you can make like 100K. You can't make shit now. They monetized it so bad, they took the money from the creators. If you did not start 10, 15 years ago, you're not making that money. You're not making PewDiePie money. You're not.
Okay. But fucking, okay. I'm going back to Donald Trump really quick because apparently I'm reading more about it.
My bad, I didn't mean to yell you. But
he is basically a meltdown at this point, and this guy, I think he's about to be arrested in New York next week.
Who?
Trump. Because of the Mar-a-Lago shit.
Oh shit.
Let's see.
So speaking of his best friend and arrests, Vladimir Putin had an arrest warrant by the International something Federation, some bullshit. They put out an arrest warrant on Putin for war crimes in the Ukraine. I mean, in reality, Putin's really going to wipe his ass with it. Because, I mean, how do you go and get a dictator out of Russia?
Oh, this guy. Okay. So, apparently, this guy is going to be arrested on Tuesday in New York because of the Mar-a-Lago shit, Trump.
So, Trump's going to get arrested. Yeah,
and because he found out that news, like, somehow, like, a fucking few days early, this guy is basically going on a meltdown rant on his Truth Social platform. And he's saying, like, he's basically saying that it's unfair and this and that. These guys are liars. These guys are cheats. How dare they do this to the former president of the United States and shit like that. But basically complaining and throwing a tantrum. Oh. But this is Donald Trump we're talking about. So because he's throwing this tantrum, all of the U.S. is like shaken up or like taken by storm, and mostly by like people who are like hard right that like really fucking support him. They're like,
I mean, they had to do something. I mean, like I said, if Donald Trump runs for president, he's gonna win.
Yeah. So people are basically, I mean, people are preparing to like have like riots and shit like that. Especially in NY, and the police force over in NY are like already setting up like fences and shit like that. It's
shit. Fuck it. Let's do it. God. I mean, shit. Y'all didn't do nothing. Y'all were going crazy for the fucking y'all. They didn't. Let's keep it real. They didn't do shit for the George Floyd riots. They had to sit back and watch that shit happen. That shit was awful. I doubt it's gonna be as big as this one, but we'll see. But anyways, back to Putin. So it was the International Criminal Court that issued out this arrest warrant. And I don't know. I mean, what does Putin really do with that? Or how do they really arrest him in his own country? That's weird. Like, I don't know how they're going to really go for it. I mean, do they even have jurisdiction or actual, like, authority in Russia like that? I don't think so. Unless people want to start World War III, which they're gonna.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Shit. Hold up, one second. Let me finish. 1 second.
I think.
Okay.
I think what is happening, or like how they got Trump, was not off the Mar-a-Lago shit, but off of the Stormy Daniels shit. Apparently, that they're arresting him because of hush money payments to Stormy Daniels.
Used by taxpayers' money?
Basically.
Nice. But anyways, yeah, so the arrest warrants were for two individuals in the context of the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Vladimir Vodomarik, the fuck? Why the fuck did you have that name, Putin? Vladimir Putin and Maria Lovla Belova, or whatever the fuck you say. Those bitches. Anyways, yeah, they have arrest warrants for them. Should we really care about them? Not really. Pretty much Putin's just going to wipe his ass with it, in all honesty. But yeah, now Trump. Yeah, I mean, I knew that Stormy Daniels shit was true, and it was always going to come back and bite him in the ass. Like, even his own lawyer came out and told him about it and showed him receipts and shit, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, what did you expect? That shit was going to come back and bite him. That he was always a fucking idiot. Just keeping it real. But onto lighter news, I guess we could say. Congratulations to Brendan Fraser for winning an Oscar for The Whale.
Oh, yeah.
On the lighter news. And then fucking that one movie, Everything at Once Always or some shit like that.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, Everything All at Once. That movie won almost every fucking award. I was like, God damn.
It really fucking performed.
Congratulations to
Michelle Yeoh.
The only person I was there to look for the two people I was there rooting for was fucking Brendan Fraser. I didn't even see it, but I was rooting for Brendan Fraser and Angela Bassett. And she should have won that fucking Oscar. I'm mad as fuck. I was like, I don't give a fuck. This bitch was in the office. This girl was ruling Wakanda. I'm like, they're not on the same level. The fuck out of here. Angela Bassett should have won, though, on the real.
Who is Angela Bassett? I forgot.
Queen Ramonda from Black Panther.
Oh, that's her name. I forgot. My bad.
I know who the bitch who won. But
she did win an Oscar, though, didn't she?
No,
I thought she did.
I don't think so.
I'm thinking about an Emmy, I think.
I don't know. I don't keep up with their lives or anything. Like, unless like I see them, like, unless I watch the movies a lot or some shit, then.
Yeah. But I think the two main guys that won were the fucking Everything Everywhere All at Once, and then
That's the only one. That was the only one that was winning. And then the way Brendan Fraser won.
Those two movies really fucking outfit
it. I was happy for Brendan, man. That was. And the crazy part was, so the guy who won from Everything All at Once, the supporting actor, they're both together on Encino Man. The child actor
from the Goonies.
Yeah, the child actor from the Goonies. Fucking Encino Man, and like both of them won. They were like going crazy. Like the internet was going crazy that two people from Encino Man won Oscars and shit at the same time.
Yeah,
which was dope as shit. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
That was basically like a big ass reunion party for him.
Yeah,
the rest of the cast and Spielberg and shit like that.
I was happy for that, man. I was happy for that. Congratulations to those guys. And man,
here's hoping he's in a bunch more movies.
Shit.
Because he did do very well in the fucking film, to be honest.
I still haven't seen it. Like, I want to see it, but I'm like, I still haven't seen The Whale either. Like, I don't watch these.
Only way to watch it is by, like, just renting it or something like that. It's not on any of the fucking streaming platforms, I think.
Cool. I want to make as much money as you can. But also, speaking of entertainment, fucking, it's looking like, so there was a cryptic message put out by Zack Snyder from the director of the
Justice League.
So it was like a cryptic message put out, and it was like a message from Lord Darkseid and shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, because you know, Netflix bought the rights, if I'm not mistaken, Netflix or Amazon were at a bidding war with each other, buying the rights to the Justice League franchise. And so I think somebody won.
Somebody's going to.
They're going to keep that shit going, which is dope. Restore the fucking Snyderverse, baby. Let's fucking go. I knew what was going to happen, baby. I knew
it. So are they going to?
They're going to bring everything back. So they're all.
Yeah, but then Warner Brothers was also trying to like just completely rebooted. So if Zack Snyder is still going along with his universe,
yeah,
are they just gonna be like separate universes essentially?
I mean, DC and Netflix always work together because, you know, the Sandman.
Sandman is DC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
And Lucifer Morningstar actually has a bigger role in the DC universe.
Like, oh, yeah, with Constantine and shit.
Yeah, Constantine and fucking, it has a big fucking role and shit. But,
yeah.
But
there was a crossover between Constantine and fucking Lucifer.
Some shit, but yeah. They could be going over to Netflix. I say realistically going to Netflix. Yeah,
because they would have like supplementary rights to it, right? Yeah,
and they can continue whatever. And now they have Netflix money.
So I mean, if they really wanted to, if they really wanted to, like, just completely change the fucking movies and shit like that, just like take away the fucking rights.
Yeah, I mean they can, but they already dumped it. But people wanted the Snyderverse. The whole reason why Justice League got made was because people wanted the fucking Snyder cut.
Mm.
They wanted everything like it. And they won. That was crazy. That was the first time that the fans actually... Well, the second time. First one was with Sonic. First time was with Sonic. Second time, we actually got a large-ass community of people to bully a studio into fucking making movie. A $70 million movie. Mm-hmm. That was the budget they gave Zack Snyder to reboot it.
Yeah.
So, and not to mention, he did not get paid for that movie. And let's also remember... the fucked up situation in that. So in between, when he was first shooting the movie, his daughter, RIP, she died. I'm not going
to go into it.
And so she died. And, you know, and during filming, so Zack Snyder wanted to take some time off to grieve and be with his family. And then Warner Bros. Was like, no, we got a deadline. We got to finish the movie now.
Mm.
And so Zack Snyder was like, no, my daughter's dead. I got to go fucking handle that shit now. And, you know, there was a whole war, and the way they treated Zack Snyder was horrible.
Yeah.
So it was
dropped it completely.
And so they dropped him, and then they brought in that orange-headed dickhead. What's his name? Something. I don't know. I don't fucking know his name. But that dickhead, and he was a problem on set.
Honestly, Zack Snyder's vision is pretty cool. I want to see where it goes. And he was the first person to introduce the fucking Green Lanterns and shit like that. Like in the universe, you know?
Oh, in that? Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Green Lantern film with Ryan Reynolds, that's basically a standalone.
Yeah.
And it did a really...
Oh, no, it did a bad job. I mean, we can all forget about that.
Yeah. Even Ryan Reynolds said, he would rather forget it.
we can forget it. But fucking... But yeah, no, they were going to do a whole mess of stuff. They're going to bring in John Stewart. John Stewart was going to be a Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hal Jordan later on was going to become it. Like, he had a crazy vision for the fucking universe, and it never got made. And it was fucked up how they did him. But shoot, he goes over to Netflix because he already did a movie for Netflix, the Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and
like,
all
shit.
All his movies that he touched with Netflix kind of just became a big success. So Netflix has a reason to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
invest their shit on him.
Like, honestly, like he needs to it needs to go over Netflix. But I believe it was April 28th and April 29th. Those were going to be the big announcements. So that's what Zack Snyder put down.
So at the end of next month,
if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it was this month or next month, but on the 28th of either this month or next month, we should find out where they're going.
That's gonna be a really good episode.
Oh man, that's gonna be a good ass episode. Like, on the fucking real, like, I'm excited as fuck for it. Like, I love that movie. I hated the way they fucking did Zack. That was horrible as shit. I was one of the people rooting for him. But yeah, I mean, it was a shit show, but hopefully it gets better. Let's see.
Should I start My Liquid Diet today or tomorrow? Because I'm eyeing.
I'm doing mine's Monday. I always start off in the beginning of the week. Shit.
Maybe I should start it.
Damn, the fucking Lakers lost by a point yesterday. Lakers lost by a point. Lakers were trying to make a comeback because of, LeBron's injury and shit.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis had to take over and shit, and he was barely even in the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Lakers are in good shape right now. As much as bad as it was. And oh, speaking of LeBron, so going back to Sierra too. So you know how Sierra was showing her tits and her ass and shit. Mm-hmm. And fucking, so I think at that same event, LeBron's wife, what's her name? Georgina James, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, her name. But yeah. Again, but yeah, she came out and she wore a regular dress, nice, proper, everything. And they're comparing both of them, and they're like, here's a mom with a midlife crisis, and here's a mom elevating or some shit like that. And there, people were like roasting the shit out of Sierra, like they did a double roast on her.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know, man. My bad. I hate to talk about sports and simps, but God damn it, Russell. Get your shit together, dog. Is she the reason why you had a shitty season? I'm very fucking curious.
Like you could kind of tell that she just argues constantly with him.
Oh man, he looks so sad. You should see the face on him. I mean,
is she his first wife?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So he almost had another girl. It was a white girl. Yeah, when she first got drafted. So there's like a funny, like a meme pic, that where she's like faking happy to be there. She's like, yeah, let's just get the money. Like she had that look in her face. I'm like, now, honestly, I feel like he would have been happier with the white girl. I don't know. I feel like he would have been happier. I mean, if he had to take this torment, being called a simp all the time and shit.
It would have been better if he was just single, period. Like,
True. I mean.
Because then he wouldn't have to deal with that, all that like stress.
And like,
but it's a bit too late for that. Because now he listen, has kids.
Always pick your women by the choices she's made before you. Always look at her choices. Look at the choices of men that she's been with. She was fucking rappers. She was with Future right before him, had a kid with him. A woman that has kids with rappers probably don't make the best decisions in relationships. And now she's going to use
it's valid.
now she's going to use you to clean up the mess. And you got to deal with all the trauma, all the baggage, everything that came from the last relationship. You got to deal with it.
As well as your own.
And you got to deal with an extra kid, an extra mouth to feed. Unless you're Russell Wilson. Then, of course, you got the money. But, I mean, at the same time, who really has millions of dollars to take care of other people's kids?
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess we can end it there. I don't think we have to go too hard on much. Oh, yeah. Free the Tates. Free the Tates, y'all.
They're still in prison?
They're still in fucking prison. It's crazy to me. But it's crazy. Nobody, like, they're still not convicted. And not to mention, it's looking worse for the victims. Because fucking...
Didn't Andrew Tate make, like, a fucking tweet or some shit like that in jail? And he was like, you guys are, like, with your family, you're with your loved ones. And
yeah, he's like, I can't like, even see my...
New Year's Eve parties, 4th of July, and shit like that.
Oh, no, it was...
But I'm still here, something like that. It's like, try to make it dramatic, but it felt like...
Oh, no. So, yeah, I know what you were talking about. It was the one where he was talking about, he's like, be good to your families because you never know when they get taken away from you.
Yeah,
or some shit like that. It's some shit like that.
And he was like, celebrate the birthdays, celebrate the this and that.
Which is fucked up.
Because, and then he made it about himself by saying, I'm still here, or some shit like that. And I was like,
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, he's still there for, still, technically.
I mean, yeah.
Technically, but like, no charge. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, I've never seen something where, like, hate him or love him, y'all. Why the fuck is he there? You know what I mean? Listen,
I agree with that.
Reason. Hate him or love him. If you hate him or you don't like him, fine. That's cool. That's your subject. But what if that was you?
An unjust prison sentence does seem a bit
far-fetched. And check this. He still hasn't been able to see his children.
He has kids?
He has kids. They denied access to his kids, his wife, his girlfriends.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This guy has a
kid. On to part two, yeah. On to part two. We're going on commercial break. Sorry about that.
Come on, man. Just let me say it. It's no big deal.
I don't feel comfortable with this, right?
Oh, come on. Don't give me any of that shit. I'm pretty sure if Eminem was here, you'd be like on the floor saying like, oh, yeah, fucking say it, you know? But I mean, what's the difference between Eminem and me, huh?
I don't feel comfortable, right? I don't. Okay, bro.
Look. Okay.
You don't even have to let me say the hard R. I can just say it without.
I don't feel comfortable with this, all right, man? Just, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm going to feel like a sellout, okay? I feel like a big fucking sellout. You know that feeling?
Oh, come on.
I'm already a Mexican, you know what, already. You know what? I'm already half black, half Mexican, June.
You know what? Fuck you, man. I'm going to say it anyways. Brother.
I'm just fucking shocked that he actually had a kid. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, he has kids.
Kids? How many? Kids, two?
Yeah, so what he said, on his interview, so a couple of his homeboys, like, or somebody that he disassociated with, came out and said, Andrew Tate, like, so what do you think about Andrew Tate having four kids?
Four kids.
Jeez. I was like, and then the dude he was interviewing was also Andrew Tate's friend, and he was like, hey, man, I think he didn't want us to say anything. He's like, but no, I mean, you know, he kind of said something. I mean, I guess we could kind of talk about it. But how do you feel about that? Scary. He's like, fuck it. I was like, oh, you bitch. And, you know, fuck it. Just told him all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know, man. Listen, there's a lot of people I don't agree with. There will never be a time where I wish them to be separated from their families or thrown in a prison. In a Romanian prison, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a lot of people I don't rock with, but I don't rock with the fact that they could just throw somebody in jail with no charges. It's still crazy to me. Morning, sleepyhead. Was that you growling through the walls?
By the way, I've been thinking, are you still? Huh? I'm
sick. Oh, you sick? There's some. You got it?
Okay. She bought Dayquil and
Nyquil. Okay, I got you.
Melatonin.
So I'm just messing with you. it was a dog.
The whole house.
By the way, he scratched the shit out of me this fucking morning. What? Scratched the shit out of me.
You need to
like
buy like nail trim
and
some shit for
the fucking thing. Shit, she scratched it. Oh yeah.
She has no traction whatsoever. She's fucking
Yeah, Jazz has a certain groomer she takes the cats to. I don't know if you want to get with her to see who that is, because she gives her a cheap price on low.
Yeah. And but what's your room?
Is it still drafty?
Is it still cold as shit?
All right.
Because I was thinking, why not just buy like a space heater or something like that? Or not the one that gets like that has like metal bars and shit like that. I'm talking about like one of the newer ones.
Yes, everybody. We're normal people, all right?
Because if you live just a normal situation, instead of just fucking with the AC, not saying this will happen, then it'll be a more efficient, costly, or less costly.
But yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
That's good. Yeah. Just give it a few more days. You should be fine. Have some tea while you're there.
Yeah, it's really the filter system. So on that side of the house, for some reason, the filter doesn't get through. It doesn't go to my room. It doesn't.
I think I get your heat is what's happening. Because my room gets really fucking hot when you mess with a thermostat.
Speaking of hoes, and no, I don't mean your wife. Or do I? Gabrielle Union said she doesn't feel bad for cheating on her husband for having less money than her. Which reminds me of something, of a book written by the man himself, Future. Why Women Deserve Less. Right. Greatest book probably ever told from the Toxic King himself. And now, I'm slowly, and very progressively, actually, am growing a liking to it. However, if you do find yourself in that same situation as Dwayne Wade and her ex-husband, before resorting to the Toxic King himself, ask yourself, what would be the right thing to do? Well, we have the solution right here. It's 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. That hoe gets out of line, 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. And we'll give you the best information and best advice that you probably need at that very moment before you go on in. Slap that hoe. please ask yourself, what is the reasonable thing to do? 1-800, slap that hoe.
We just started.
Yeah, we just restarted at the end. But welcome back, y'all. I know y'all missed us.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, we're talking about Andrew Tate and him being in jail.
Oh, I mean, we've already talked plenty about that.
Oh, we talked plenty about him. And hate him or love him, like him or miss him, whatever the fuck you want to say. It's wrong the way it was done. I mean, it was wrong. And yeah, so until
that is kind of true.
It was wrong the way it was done. I mean, there's still no evidence. And actually, more evidence came out on the victims that accused them that they were lying. There's like CCTV footage of them walking in and out laughing and joking about a day after they accused them. Because they secretly went to the cops.
Yeah.
So they secretly went to the cops, said that, and then they got swatted the first time. And then now it was the second time. And they were cheering and going back. And then not to mention their text got released of them saying that they're going to set them up and win Oscars and shit like that. Mm-hmm. For the way they acted. So just the way that whole situation was handled was bullshit. I didn't like it. And free the Tates. And going into that realm, happy belated birthday to the GOAT himself, Kevin Samuels.
You did like a whole fucking mini.
I did a whole mini series, but you know, happy belated, and fucking yeah, good luck. Good luck to. Oh, wait, I said good luck, my bad. And condolences out to his family, everybody that celebrated, because they did a whole remembrance video on his birthday.
Yeah.
Like all the influencers came out and did a remembrance of on his birthday and shit. So it was kind of cool. It's still up on YouTube, so go check out his channel, y'all. And go show him some love, go show the video some love. And but on to the next one. Mm. RIP to you, Big Dub. Happy birthday. All right. You got anything?
Not really. Besides the Trump thing, there's really nothing else going on. And nothing I remember from last week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm going to talk a little crypto. Just a little. Before we pull out.
Talk your shit.
Fucking.
Just don't do no insider trading.
This ain't no insider trading. You have to put not. It's not financial. None of this shit I say on here is financial advice. Just throw it out there. I'm just showing y'all what I'm fucking with. Y'all can join in. Y'all can do whatever you want. It's not for me.
You know what? That's exactly what somebody that's about to do insider trading would say.
Oh no, I mean that's really what somebody that just wants to let people know what he's doing. That's it. Because honestly, I mean, you getting rich ain't getting me rich. So fuck is it to me? Anyways, if you're ungrateful, then go fuck yourself. Not financial advice, but if you take the time to fuck yourself, then you should be able to find some good trades. But the creator of Shiba Inu supposedly got doxxed by BitBoy. Mm-hmm. And fucking supposedly they found out he knows who the person who created Shiba Inu is. Mm-hmm. And supposedly it was his name, Naman Jahan. He was another crypto creator or whatever. And supposedly they found his text. He linked it up with SBF, you know, the guy who crashed FTX. Mm-hmm. And all that shit. I mean, it's too many fucking acronyms. they supposedly got doxxed. I don't know if he actually is, because he came out and said it wasn't him. Mm. The guy, he's like, no, it's not me, yo. I don't touch the project. But I don't know if he did get doxxed. I mean, BitBoy's already going through a lawsuit for $1 billion already. Mm-hmm. For advertising FTX. Mm-hmm. And they're all getting, and anybody who had any association with FTX is getting sued right now. They have a countersuit. Mm. And BitBoy is over there going crazy on the lawyer that's prosecuting him. He's posting his picture. Oh, hey, I'm a fat fuck. You know, just talking shit. Christ. just talking shit. I was just like, oh shit. But yeah, he's going crazy on Twitter. But yeah, right now that motherfucker's getting sued for $1 billion. So it kind of does something to you. But but yeah, on to I guess we call this one the outro, can we?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll go end it here.
I mean, the real major thing was just the Trump thing.
Yeah.
After that, it's pretty much. I mean, RIP to Lance Riddick. I think we brushed the subject, but we didn't go heavily into it.
Shit, I mean.
And apparently, like, he was, like, well-loved, like, throughout, like, his career. That's pretty nice.
Shit.
And just, I was wondering how the fuck Keanu is doing. Because apparently Keanu really fucking liked him.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably not. He's probably not doing good.
Yeah.
Oh shit, she's making the tea. Yeah. Tea's hot. But
I heard a rumor that.
That the tea was made by Zerlyn Garcia. I don't know. I don't know how true that is.
Flatters you to get you nowhere, George.
Listen, guys, we all have our theories. Let's just be respectful. but anyways, once again, RIP to Bobby Caldwell. RIP to Lance Riddick and free the Tates. Get them out.
Yeah.
Set them free. Set them.
Oh my God. All right.
Peace out, y'all. Much love.
Have a good week.
If your bitch is out with her titties out, showing her goodies to the world in a see-through dress, you join the right podcast. Because here we specialize in letting your girlfriend do whatever the fuck she wants. And just know that she's probably cheating on you. Yes, we in the Too Easy podcast know that your wife is probably a Sierra type. It's okay. And here we go for the Denver Broncos here at the Too Easy podcast. Yeah, June.
Why?
The world needs to know that Sierra's a hoe, June. If the world does, if we don't say it, who else is gonna say it, June?
We've made it kind of apparent in the last episode.
The people must know, June. This girl's a hoe. I've taken out an entire promo. I took out a $5,000 loan to put this promo on, June. Show a little respect.
All right, you can.
Anyways, like I was saying, speaking of titties out, and no, I don't mean your wife. I mean Russell Wilson's wife. We all know her. She has her titties out.
Wait. All right, that'll do it for this.
I'm choking on my aspirations. Goddamn. If you have a dusty hoe that makes people cough, you chose the right podcast. But I guess we will end this segment here. Make sure to tune in every Friday for our podcast and show some love. And just maybe a little bit more love than Sierra shows Russell Wilson. Just a little bit more. But take care, y'all. And yes, Sierra, we see you. Go shine, girl.